Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking with our other host, Selena Lindsay, that's on the line also. Say hi to the audience, Selena.
Hello and good evening to all.
Yes, we got another hot topic, cannabis oil, how dangerous. Are they telling us the truth? How safe is cooking with cannabis oil? How safe is wearing the patch with cannabis oil? Is there any research on the effect of cannabis oil on the human body? How does cannabis affect the brain? Can cannabis oil cause memory loss or early Alzheimer's disease? That's our topic tonight. And if you remember last time, we talked about the cannabis oil. Right now, we're still in a dilemma. There are no serious regulation right now, so it's running like wildfire. Some of the audience may not realize the research ain't even in. We don't even know what's going to happen next. And I mentioned last time that we had, they tell us zero hemp or zero THC present. That's the chemical that affects our brain and other parts of our body. They said it's zero, according to FDA. FDA has the zero rule. The zero rule for FDA is 0.3% is present per serving. So you eat three or four servings. So what about the last time we wondered what's going to happen to the pregnant mom? So there's no regulations as of yet. FDA did, which is a Federal Drug Administration, did have an emergency meeting at the end of May. So everything is just up in the air, and the Christian world has gone crazy with the use of it and selling it. And the prediction is by 2022, they should hit, I think it's something like $22 billion. So everybody's having fun at the expense of what? And that's what we're going to talk about. All right, Selena, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think sometimes we need to back up a little bit, and perhaps you can help us explain what THC is, because basically they're two basic now. They're basically they're two different types of marijuana, and of course the one they try to really sell you on is, you know, what is medical marijuana. But the two best known types is one of the ones which has the THC called Delta 9, and then of course the one that they use a nice little name for, which is called CBD, which is the name for cannabidiol. And then, of course, there is something else out there, which is then synthetic, which I think is the most dangerous, because whenever man starts trying to make something like nature, then that's where you get all kinds of craziness stuff going on. And that one is called dronabinol. And that's where it really gets crazy, because they are technically breeding what they want to breed in a test tube. And it gets real interesting when they also, just as Paulette did, pose the question, will marijuana be the game changer for athletes? Because their claim to fame is that it can help them. They don't feel any pain. and
nope.
Some of the stuff we like to back up with is, first of all, that's one of the reasons that people get into the pain game, because you know, they have chronic pain, and they say this is okay versus opioids. Well, some of the not good stuff is some of the stuff that Paulette talks about, which is number one, schizophrenia, and number two, when we start talking about the possibility of a pregnant woman fooling with that stuff. And that's where it gets even crazier. There are basically four ways that people do marijuana. It's smoked, it's vaporized, what they call subintranary, which means they put it under the tongue, and then it is ingested and topical. mysteries. Mm-hmm.
Good old brownies. Chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate cake.
Well, for those that would like to see some really good stuff, you know, if you want to call it that, you can go to Pinterest, and then you can look at lovely stuff like lozenges, brownies. They got a weed roll-up, oatmeal cookies, powder pops that are infused with marijuana into the popsicles, something they call ginger cannabis salve, which is a salve that you rub on yourself. How about some marijuana beef jerky? Or some marijuana tea or white tea sweets? And they got marijuana lollipop, you know, and that's one of the reasons that, of course, you say and the Christian world says they have gone crazy because it is
now.
Oh,
no, the Christian world don't say they've gone crazy. They're enjoying it, and they're selling it.
Mm-hmm.
That last prayer breakfast I was at, the guy came up to me and said, I see you have a sore knee. He said, I have a patch for you. I said, it's got the cannabis in it. He said, oh, yeah, but there's no chemical. I says, uh-uh. There's an FDA rule, 0.3% per serving. And he looked at me and got away. Oh, but before he got away, he told me about the little old lady, how now her feet are really good. And nobody's, but see, there's no research to say what it's going to do to the brain because all this is all new.
Well, there is some research because some of the things that they list as side effects, number one is paranoia and panic attacks and euphoria, you know, where you feel that something bad is going to get you, you know. And, of course, you know, I'm an old college graduate, but one of the things I remember in college is some of the guys and gals that I hung around with, you know, there are a few of them left today, and most of them are walking around in circles. They're still singing the songs from the 70s. They can't move forward. Their brain is fried. They're talking about the same old thing. They are lost. They're in a different world. And they became dysfunctional. And they were heavy smokers. Everybody knew what they were doing. I mean, these were the ones who walked around looking like your good friend, Mr. Snoop Doggy Dog. I mean, and, you know, it may have looked cool, but... you know, some of these people actually had talents or various different things that they could do. Well, now they're stumbling and mumbling, and they keep repeating the same thing. And as you said, it's like they have a very, very, they don't, it's not a point of, they have signs of Alzheimer's. They have Alzheimer's. They're missing some stair steps.
Even, I don't know if you read, even Martha Stewart, I read an article, is coming up with a line to put online to sell with the cannabis oil in it. And I says, wow. And, you know, she's got a good reputation as far as people trust her. I said, so even the very elite is fooled. There is no research, long-term research, on the current stuff that's happening with this cannabis oil.
Well, her research is her bank account. That's the research that she has. And when you talk about doctors that are in the game, when a cannabis card costs you $39, it's called how many of them can they issue a day? Because they just created what I call a money box. When you tell somebody that you got to have this piece of paper to walk in this store, they're going to start printing them at the house.
But you
and
know,
there's no real legal way to check if a card
is looking long term. What about the kids? If a parent decides, well, this will make, you know, this will taste better if I put this in it. What about your child?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, some people give it to their child. I have several people that I know that have autistic children, and their claim to fame is it calmed them down, and they don't have any trouble with them. One such mother claims that she don't give that boy that stuff. She can't deal with him.
Oh, just give him some cheese toast.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, some of them
pain in it. Just give them some cheese. That'll
some
down.
Of them are, have actually still, you know, what I call, they have actually stooped to all new lows because their claim to fame is this is something that they really stipulate that they must give to their child because every child is, of course, that me and you know, they are autistic now or they have attention deficit. you know, in fact, you show me a minority child, if he's a Mexican or a black, yeah, he's got attention deficit.
Mm.
You know, it's a label
you
that
know
now
they're
playing around real life.
If we continue to take things that can possibly cause memory loss or Alzheimer's, that's the brain, constantly put things in the body that will deteriorate the brain. And if you can do it on a mass scale, you can control a nation.
Well,
you won't need
it's
a
already
president.
Being done. And as I said,
you
when you
can
look
essentially
at that,
and eventually control the world easily, because if you're this what's happened here in California is awful. The amount of people that aren't aware that the Federal Drug Administration has a rule when it means zero. It's never zero. Like before on the programs, we said trans fat. It says zero. It's never zero because Federal Drug Administration don't have to say that zero means 0.5 for trans fat. Federal Drug Administration don't have to say that 0.3%. That's what they mean. They don't have to say that. There's no rules, no regulation, and the public don't know.
And they keep this good thing going because all of those that can remember the flower power era,
mm-hmm.
you know, when everybody ran around with the no root collars and, you know, the drug of choice was heroin and LSD. So, and at the same time,
I read on the internet that popular restaurant in Detroit, Michigan, the Hudson Cafe, the most popular
mm-hmm.
restaurant there, hey, they got some stuff in their food. I wasn't able to read whether, you know, I know that's a different, you know, state, but what are the rules for that state? And that place is very popular.
Very
popular. So are the restaurants going to let us know that they're putting this cannabis oil in the food? Are they going to let us know? Are they required to let us know? I haven't read one article that says they're required.
Well, they just assume if you come in the door, you know what's going on.
That's
as bad as the last time we were on the show, I told you about a party I went to, and I was just really so through with the host of the party, I had to leave without killing her.
Mm.
You know, how dare you give something to somebody and you know what you've done to it.
Yeah, but they're telling the public that there's nothing in it, and that's the biggest lie ever told because of that zero rule that
this lie is told because
really told.
Whenever we see this happen in the field, we see this is duplicated on something else. And what I'm talking about is the example would be cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
That went on for years and years, the biggest lie ever told. And they utilized that it looked cool and that everybody's doing it. And you got to have it. And what's the substitution now? It's called vaping.
Mhm. Well, that's even worse.
Okay, and like I said, it's the biggest lie ever told because you know that's five times you're smoking up a packet of cigarettes. By the time you get one little vial in the stupid thing, you know it's the biggest lie ever told. They continue this same lie. They execute it all the time. You know this is the same old one they pulled on the Indians. Go down the tier. The Trail of Tears, and, you know, we're going to send you to a happy place where you guys can have your own land. They still don't have it. And so
wow.
This is a constant thing. So this is what they're doing with this, is they sell us that this is the best thing that ever happened. This is what's going to cure our aches and pains. It sounds like snake oil to me. I used to remember looking at the Westerns when we looked at John Wayne, and you always had some guy run around in the trailer, and he was selling stuff in a bottle, talking about his cough medicine that was full of alcohol. You know,
mm-hmm.
And this is the same thing. They're selling all kinds of stuff. Like you said, it's totally unfounded. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody has any rats that have been proven to take a drop of CBD oil and all of a sudden throw his cane down and start walking. You know, this is ridiculous stuff.
Dangerous stuff.
And number two, one of the things that I always like to do whenever we talk about these things is to give a reference to our listening audience so that they understand that we sort of do our homework, and if there's anything that we missed, then my suggestion would be to go to these two sites. One is www.davidbearmand.com. And there's another one, which is called Drugs Facts, and it also states it's marijuana medicine. And that particular website is www.drugabuse.gov/publication. It's a good idea to go there and read a little bit about this stuff so you get a clear idea what our government is saying and what somebody else is saying in terms of what are these two so-called best-known marijuanas doing. You know, what is THC? Is it something that is good or is it something that is bad? Whose pockets gets lined with this? Who's getting the money? Because, of course, we got these states that are getting it, just like the big old state of California. One of the things that we all know that they're very popular with doing is giving a person a license. Have you checked to see what a marijuana license costs to sell that stuff? And at one point, because they weren't sure on the law, they issue to a person that wants to sell it a license, and then the police come and shut the place down. And people are running around getting investors to invest in it, and then it's no good. You know, finally, as they say, the coffee has settled down in the cup, and now they're saying, okay, this is legal, you fit all the rules, and, you know, you can now go and buy it, anybody, and it's legal for you to have so many ounces. In fact, it's so legal now that all of the people, remember 5 years ago, if you got caught with a joint, you went to jail. So now they have to release these people from prison.
Right.
You know, the effect is very widespread, and it touches on a lot of interesting facts. When you tell me that a person, you know, can or cannot, and it can depend on who, what, and, you know, who you are. One of the other big issues to me is when they talk about auto accidents. All of a sudden, there's a new focus. And immediately, you know, the biggest focus used to be don't be texting and driving, you know. And now, you know, they had to put a sign up that says, if you're high on marijuana, you're going to jail too. You know, and I'm wondering, what do they use to tell that, you know, they've had too much weed? You know, how does an officer know when you've had too much weed other than smelling? And some of the forms of this
weed. They have
weed,
come up with a detective for that to see. I don't know what the numbers are, but there's a detective that you've been smoking.
Yeah, well, I can remember a company that I worked for way back. They were using something with peptide, which it's like an analyzer. That's the same thing that they use with alcohol, and it's supposed to be definitive within 0.2%. But some things, you know, just like you constantly hear people that go to court and fight it, and because there are a lot of fine points in it, to me, it's just like I can remember every city put up signal lights. They put up lights so that when you ran a red light, it took the picture. Then they turn around and they said, okay, now this is illegal. Yeah, so we're living in the wild, wild west. They run real fast going forward, and then they retreat behind a bush. And this bush is getting to get ugly, and it's got a lot of people in it, which, you know, it points fingers at our government, the people that we select instead of Congress, Senate, those that are supposed to keep us safe, those folks that we have hired to call them CDC, to call them the heads of drugs that are manufactured and into this country, and also to one of the little slips that they have with this so-called marijuana, is they consider it to be food. It is not considered to be pharmaceutical.
I don't know if the laws are different in Detroit, Michigan, but what I don't like is that a restaurant can have this drug in their food. Where are the notification that you're doing this?
Well, they
the
do have notifications.
About that?
Well, actually, they do have notifications in the food, but it doesn't tell you how much is in there.
Okay, in Detroit, Michigan, no. They don't know. Well, I guess it's a known fact that it's in there. That's why it's so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no law saying they have to tell us that hemp or cannabis oil is in the foods that we cook for you. There's no law right now. It does not, because everything's all new.
The law is
like a wildfire.
The law is in the well. The law is. Well, you're right. There's no law, but it's in the facility within license.
You know, like there are laws. There are certain laws, but on this chemical being used and you ate out, because nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention. They're assuming.
They feel like if you go in the corral, then it's okay for them to shoot you.
This has gone crazy. I'm telling you, we don't have the laws right now. They're gonna work them now. You can do something immediately. They don't have to tell you sugars and stuff. Well, yes, they do, the sugar stuff, but. This is a chemical.
Well, I'm like you. I'm very concerned when you see that they put this stuff in gummy bears. And then even
and
if it's on a bottle, it's in gummy bears.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's in throat lounges. You know,
yeah,
it's
okay.
In.
That's right. Yeah,
just like
yeah,
you have a fruit roll-up, they have a weed roll-up. So who is the most likely candidate to eat it?
Children.
Even though an adult purchases it, you know, it's just like talking about a gun in your house. An adult purchases it, but who's the most likely candidate that gets killed with that gun thing?
I'll be glad when these laws are in place and enforced, because right now you better start asking when you eat out, hey, what oils are you using? Because, you know, they already told us no chemical in it. So people can do whatever they want with that kind of nonsense. Ain't no such thing as no chemicals. 0.3% is a chemical. They're just saying it's a trace. It's a trace. So it's a little bit of poop instead of a lot of poop, and it's okay. No, it's not. Let me be the judge of what I want in my body. And I guarantee you the average person would not want the chemicals. All these old people, their feet feel better. And nobody's saying anything about the brain. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you get 90, you ain't supposed to have a brain. Like, go to sleep, old woman. You know. Now, there's a lot of, if you look around, there's quite a few, a lot of 90-year-olds that are very bright, sharp. That's going to become a thing of the past if we don't get some of these laws passed. And alerting people.
Yeah, everybody's going to be a mummering idiot.
You ain't going to even be able to vote, or you ain't going to know nothing about how to vote. This thing, even though I'm joking, it's very serious, and there needs to be public outcry with this lack of control, lack of rules and regulation by the Federal Drug Administration. We should be crying loud and clear. How, you know, what it's going to take? How many deaths is it going to take? How many, you know, where the brain of the child's no longer functioning because the mother consumed that while she was pregnant? But see, there's no research to prove anything yet. And it's going to take time. In the meantime, a lot of people out there are going to be human guinea pigs, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. And some have already been the guinea pig, because when the law can't stand up one way or the other except to, you know, harass the minorities, you know, when you have thousands and thousands of young men and women that you put in jail, and then you turn right around with a reversal, what did they serve time for? What lesson did you teach them? That you're confused? You know, that's a wild one.
This is the biggest money-making thing of the century. I haven't seen anything take off and be this wild. Ever, really.
Oh. Yeah, everybody from delivery to growers, and it causes, just like the internet with Facebook, they have to come up with a whole new way of how do they censor or do what. Like you said, there's so many open gaps in what's what with this. It's pathetic.
It is. But start, you go to a potluck at your friend's house, they're a Christian, you better ask questions. Men can't eat out anymore. Maybe if you're in a restaurant, like it's a popular restaurant, you better ask why it's so popular. Why are people wanting to wait 1 and 2 hours?
Yeah, they're standing up high, huh?
Yeah, and I said, wow. When I read some of this, it's like it's unbelievable the era that we're in right now. It's totally unbelievable. So be careful. I'm telling you, audience out there, be careful using that cannabis oil. I'm telling you, it could be your child or your grandchild or you yourself.
And it's in innocent forms, because when you can just buy a nice little lotion that they say is completely bionicle, and you know it's nothing but an oil. And that all of the so-called drug has been taken out of it.
When FDA says zero, it's not zero. It's their FDA rule of zero, meaning it still has, a trace amount, 0.3%. In fact, I spoke to someone today, and I guess they're in the Ontario area, but this was in Pomona. Someone came in, I don't know if it's right for me to say on the air where they came in at, but they were having a meeting, and the person brought in this free soap. She brought the soap home. Her son looked at it. It's got hemp, the H-E-M-P oil in it, and she didn't know that. She said, Mom, and no wonder he was giving it away so that he can sell it. That soap makes you feel good. That THC goes to the brain, and you need some more of that soap. It's wow, and it's funny. The ones, and I guess I don't know if I have a right to say their names because they may be known. So I'm gonna hold names and the name of the organization, because I know there's people listening that. It's familiar. And one of them, the professor, he allowed that person to come in, but nobody read the label. Now, if someone's into a meeting just giving away soap, don't you think that ain't a common thing for people to come in a room and just give away some soap? Yeah, lots of it. I said, wow. So you gotta pay attention to everything. Now, I did have on the label that it has, you know, that in it. Now, of course, it's still going to, people are assuming that it can't affect them. No, because we don't have the research in yet. So the answer is no. It's no to everything when there's no research. But once the research is done, which, you know, they're going to foot drag on this research, because there's billions of dollars to be made before that research comes out.
Well, again, it's in so many common products. I mean, when you find out marijuana pecan snacks, marijuana tea, you know, Rice Krispies, you know, your lollipops have it in it. You know, they've got it infused into so many things. You know, it's in the cakes and candy.
And it happens so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Without people realizing what's happening. You know, one thing for medical marijuana, another thing for, you know, just taking, you know, advantage of everybody, really. Anyway, for those that are just coming on, if you want to speak and for us to hear you, you do have to press 1, and then you're on the air around the globe. The number to call in is 858-769-4936, and press 1. You've been listening to Paulette Young and also Selena Lindsay talking about the cannabis oil, how dangerous. We don't know. Ain't no research yet. So join and be part of the guinea pigs and see, and let them be part of all the studying, because they're definitely going to be studying this stuff. And I doubt it if they're going to study it and get results in a hurry. Because there's money to be made while people
too much money. Too much money.
A lot of billions
There's so many mass changes, and it's like, you know, I have a bird, this little bird, we call him Sweetie. And my son gave me the bird for my birthday, and something funny happened. One day in the neighborhood, all of a sudden the police came over to the neighbor's house. And usually this bird is kind of quiet. He was in the garage in his cage, and all of a sudden he started screaming at the top of his lungs, "It's a cop! It's a cop!" So we learned something. The bird is a lookout.
Yeah.
That's why he was so cute. He's a lookout.
Oh, wow.
And so they have changed not only our lives, but the lives of animals and what it is that they're doing. And so from that day forward, we had to treat this particular little critter a little bit differently, because we realized that, you know, he was a part of like a smuggling ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's an amazing journey, all of these different things that they have that supposedly, and it's all of the good stuff, all the good stuff we want to give our kids, all of the good stuff we like eating, they have infused this stuff in the sucker's hand. And
okay.
The best thing I can say is laws, rules, and regulations, as citizens, we got to stand up. If you don't want it, then the thing is, it's okay if that's what they're going to do, but they at least, like Paulette said, should tell us what's in there and how much is in there.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just be able to give us something
make us. There are people dying. I talked to one guy, his cousin's dead after the cannabis oil. He doesn't know how much he consumed, but he is dead. He drove home safely, went to sleep, and never woke up. Something has to be done. People are dying. The young people are dying because they don't know how much of this stuff they actually consume, especially when you got them having a FDA or Federal Drug Administration rule saying 0%. No, it'll never be 0%. And how did they come up with that anyway?
We don't want to go there.
Label saying FDA rule for 0, meaning there's a trace amount in one serving, and if you consume 3 or 4 or 5, 6 servings, okay, now you're at the dangerous level. Anyone coming on? You've been talking with Paulette Young and Selena Lindsay on American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. And then Selena right now is going to tell us about some of the nonprofit organizations that she's involved with. And so go ahead and get a paper and a pencil or a pen and jot down this very important information. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, we're going to start with some newer ones. Number one, the Enlightened Learning Club. The Enlightened Learning Club is in Rancho Cucamonga. They're located at 10570 Eastwood Hill Boulevard. And what they do over there is they're tutoring kids for the SAT test, and they also have something which I think is fabulous because this is something that most kids just don't do these days. It's called a thinking program. And their phone number over there is area code 909-980-8889. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called a community assistance nonprofit. And they like to use the word CAP. This one, one of the key figures there, if you want to email him, his name is Jerry. And you can email Jerry at jerryembcap.org. And the CAP is CAP.org. And the community assistance organization is located at 24594 Sunnymead Boulevard. And they're open from 10 to 1 p.m. This one is in Moreno Valley. Some of the great stuff about this is they help people with your light bill, your gas bill, and also they give out Easter baskets, Christmas baskets, and also food. So, you know, please get a hold of them over there if you need some assistance. The next organization is located in Fontana, California. They're located at 16779 Spring Street in Fontana. And it's called the Fontana Community Association. The phone number there is 909-803-1059. And their specialty is not only do they help with lights, gas, bills, they help the community in giving them things which come from the water company, sprinklers and shower heads so that you bring your water down low. Some people can receive toilets if you have a broken toilet or screen. They assist in trying to give people in the community their qualified skills and access to opportunity, which I think is very, very important because one of the things that we just don't have is we don't have, when you're poor especially, a way to even have the opportunity. Next, we go back to some of the old guys on the list. Number one, VeteranCareSolutions.org. VeteranCareSolutions.org is run by LaShonda Jones. And what they're basically doing over there is assisting veterans. They run a program in which they now have 94 veterans, and they're running it in California and also Texas. And they assist these veterans in being able to rehab them and reiterate them back into society with everything, reading skills, writing skills, a job. And some that when they can't go on because they have, a post-traumatic stress, then they assist them in getting care for that, or they help streamline them in being able to go to Veterans Administration and apply for the proper things that are available to them. Veteran Care Solutions, you can reach LaShonda at area code 909-329-8288. The next organization is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. That one kind of always gives me a little joke because I think we all have just been sick and tired at some point. This particular organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And on the fourth Saturday of every month, they give away food and milk and cheese and lots of other things. And if you want to come by there or if you'd like to find out more about this organization, please call Kathy at area code 562-313-0041. The next and final organization is an organization which I myself sit on the board of directors, and also Paulette is there doing healthcare consulting. She helps this organization out a great deal. Sowing Seeds for Life is a food bank, but we do a lot more than food. Everything from from time to time, it can be shoes, clothes, car seats, special food for babies. There's just a number of things, a number of various different programs that we participate in. They're just an all-out organization that out there trying to help people do a little bit better. And, of course, the need is tremendous. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. If you'd like to volunteer or if you'd like to donate, would you please call the phone number which I'm going to give you. And also, too, if you're going to donate, please call and ask to speak to Fran Robinson. The phone number there is area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Again, ask to speak to Fran Robinson, and she can get you all set up. The phone number again is area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Another thing which I always do, are you ready to close, Paulette?
Yes.
Okay, when we're closing, it's a little bit of course, my own opinion, which kind of goes like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I'm an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Well, guess what? Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig. Again, I have a brief belief, and that belief is to help those that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I thank you for listening to this broadcast. We look forward to you being with us again in the very near future. Have a great night.
Thank you. We'll be on next month, August, the first Monday in August. You'll hear from us again. And we'll have another hot topic. All you have to do is dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1. Thank you. Night.
Good night.